Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, White Rural Rage, The Threat to American Democracy is a 2024 Political Analysis by Thomas Schaller and Paul Waldman that examines how white rural voters and the politics built around them have become a central force in contemporary American polarization. Rather than treating rural grievance as a simple cultural complaint, the book links it to structural realities such as population decline, economic disinvestment, weak infrastructure, and limited access to healthcare and other services. The authors argue that these conditions are then exploited by Republican politicians and conservative media, turning frustration into a durable politics of resentment. The result, in their view, is not just anger, but a growing willingness to embrace conspiracism, racialized narratives, Christian nationalism, and anti-democratic behavior. The book is written as a polemical but research-driven work of political commentary, aimed at readers who want to understand the relationship between rural decline and the stresses facing American democracy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how rural disadvantage becomes political grievance. A core argument in the book is that many rural communities have experienced real material decline that helps explain their political anger. Schaller and Waldman point to familiar pressures such as job loss, hospital closures, deteriorating infrastructure, and shrinking local populations. In their view, these are not abstract policy concerns, but everyday conditions that shape how people interpret politics and institutions. The important analytical move is that the authors do not deny rural hardship. Instead, they argue that legitimate hardship is redirected into a broader resentment culture. That resentment can then be mobilized by politicians who offer symbolic recognition without solving the underlying problems. This helps explain why the book treats rural rage as a political product, not just a cultural trait. The authors suggest that when economic pain is persistent and visible, it creates a fertile environment for leaders who blame outsiders, elites, or democratic institutions rather than address structural decline directly. Secondly, the overrepresentation of white rural voters in American institutions. Another major theme is that rural white voters exercise influence that exceeds their population share. The book emphasizes the role of the Senate, the Electoral College, and districting in amplifying rural political power, allowing relatively small and often less diverse constituencies to shape national outcomes. This institutional advantage matters because it means rural grievance can have consequences far beyond rural communities themselves. Schaller and Waldman argue that this creates a democratic distortion. A group that feels politically neglected can still wield outsized leverage over governing coalitions and national policy. The book's critique is therefore not only about attitudes but about structure. By connecting resentment to constitutional and electoral design, the authors show how minority preferences can be converted into majority blocking power. That framework gives the book its political urgency because it suggests that rural rage is not merely expressive anger, but part of a system that can repeatedly affect elections, legislative behavior, and the stability of democratic rule. Thirdly, from grievance to anti-democratic politics, the book argues that rural white resentment has increasingly crossed from ordinary partisan hostility into hostility toward democratic norms. Schaller and Waldman describe a pattern in which distrust of institutions, acceptance of conspiracy theories, and tolerance for political violence become normalized within segments of rural white politics. Their concern is not simply that these voters support conservative policies, but that some are drawn to leaders who place loyalty above law and treat disagreement as illegitimate. This makes anti-institutional rhetoric especially dangerous because it can justify election denial, attacks on the press, and support for coercive political tactics. The authors frame this as a feedback loop grievance produces susceptibility to demagogic messaging, and that messaging deepens the grievance. The book therefore treats democracy as vulnerable not only to overt extremists, but also to a broader climate in which rule-breaking becomes morally defensible. This is one reason the authors present rural rage as a national democratic threat rather than a localized cultural conflict. Fourthly, racial resentment, conspiracism, and Christian nationalism as political accelerants. Schaller and Waldman place special emphasis on the belief systems that intensify rural white politics. They argue that racialized narratives and xenophobia are often embedded in rural grievance, especially when economic and cultural change are framed as threats from outsiders. Conspiracism plays a similar role by giving complex social problems simple and emotionally satisfying explanations. Instead of confronting structural decline, people are encouraged to believe that hidden elites, immigrants, urban liberals, or shadowy institutions are responsible. The book also highlights Christian nationalism as a reinforcing force because it can present partisan struggle as a defense of the true nation rather than a contest among legitimate political rivals. Together, these ideologies turn frustration into moral certainty. The authors are interested in how these belief systems interact, not just in their individual content. They argue that once grievance is fused with racial identity, paranoia, and religious nationalism, it becomes much easier to reject compromise, pluralism, and democratic restraint. That is why the book sees ideology as central to the problem, not secondary to it. Lastly, a reformist alternative built around material improvement and multiracial politics. Although the book is sharply critical, it also sketches a political alternative. Schaller and Waldman argue that the answer to rural anger is not more symbolic pandering or more culture war escalation, but policies that improve daily life in rural places. Their preferred direction is a politics that delivers concrete material benefits such as better healthcare, stronger infrastructure, and economic investment. They also suggest that rural politics should not be imagined as exclusively white, because rural communities include people of color who are often overlooked in national debates. That opens the door to a multiracial rural coalition grounded in shared material interests rather than racial grievance. This part of the book matters because it keeps the authors from presenting rural America as irredeemable. Instead, they frame the current crisis as a political choice that can be redirected if leaders stop exploiting resentment and start governing effectively. The proposed alternative is therefore both democratic and practical: reduce the conditions that make grievance politics profitable, and build a broader rural politics around tangible improvements rather than symbolic conflict. In conclusion, White Rural Rage is best suited for readers who want a forceful interpretation of how rural identity, white grievance, and institutional power intersect in modern American politics. It will be especially useful to students of political science, readers following the Trump era, journalists, and general audiences trying to understand why rural resentment has become such a durable force in elections and public debate. The book offers more than a moral critique. It tries to connect lived economic decline, media influence, electoral structure, and anti-democratic behavior into one political explanation. That makes it intellectually useful even for readers who disagree with its conclusions, because it gives a clear framework for thinking about resentment as a measurable political phenomenon, rather than a vague cultural mood. What sets it apart from many similar books is its insistence that rural grievance is both real and politically manipulated, and that democracy is affected not only by ideology but by institutions that amplify it. Its strongest value lies in the combination of diagnosis and warning. It identifies the conditions that sustain rural rage and shows why those conditions matter for the future of American democratic life. Readers looking for a neutral celebration of rural America will not find that here, but readers seeking a sharp, data-conscious political argument will. If you would like to support Tom Schaller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.